Hi, this is Shantae with customer support. I'm returning your call back. May I please have your zip code?
29072.
29072. Thank you so much. May I have your first and last name?
Marcy Ford.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Ford. Go ahead and verify your address for me for security purposes.
Well, I don't know who you are.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party call center, and we handle over 400 different companies. And when I locate your account and verify that you are the person that I'm talking to, I can go ahead and tell you what company you've dealt with, okay?
Okay. What did you want, my address?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and verify that for me.
357 Saddlebrook Circle, Lexington, South Carolina, 29072.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. I do see here that you have the Icon Mini Pods and the Icon Smartwatch. The pods have a great sound quality, and the watch tracks your heart rate, and it also tracks your steps or counts your steps and send messages to your cell phone. So how can I help you today?
Well, the only thing I actually ordered was the earphones. I did not order the watch or the guarantee.
Okay.
It's like as soon as I put my credit card number in, then they started saying, okay, then you're getting this and you're getting this. All I want are the iPods, the little earbuds.
The earbuds. Okay. All right. So we'll take, we'll go ahead and take care of that for you, okay?
Well, I've got one more problem.
What's the other problem?
Well, I've got a debit in my bank account from yesterday for $59.95 or $59.96 from a company that says Best Prod.
Okay. Well, that, Ms. Ford, is the billing company for those EarPods. It looks like what happened is when you paid the $5.95 for the EarPods, it was a 14-day trial period. So the company was allowing you to try the EarPods out for 14 days. And if you like them, you would be charged a retail price for it, but you would have to call and cancel, okay, and then send the EarPods back. But they went ahead and charged you the retail price for the pods for $59.95, which is a one-time fee for the EarPods.
Well, they never said anything about that.
Yes,
it was
ma'am.
They never said anything about that. So I want, just never mind on the whole thing.
Okay. Well, what they did was when you...
Because it's all still pending.
Let me take a look at it here. It's showing here where the charge for the mini pod was a success. So that one isn't pending. That's the one for $59.95. Now, the one...
No, in my bank account, it still says pending because it was just done yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just reassuring you as to what I see on the account that's stated here. That's all. It's showing that it was a success and that it was approved, okay? But let me just explain to you, Ms. Ford. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. And all that information that I just told you about the 14-day trial period is on that website where you place your order at. And when you check that little box that says you're 18 years of age and older, Ms. Ford. And
I don't remember checking a box that says
ma'am.
That.
You can't place the order until you agree to the terms and conditions, and that's how it happens, okay? I'm just trying to give you a little bit of information on that, okay?
Okay, well,
but we'll go
I
ahead
see
and take
this,
care of you.
I see this whole thing as a scam.
Yes, ma'am. I assure
because,
you that, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Ford.
Well, it started out you take this survey about the postal service, and then we'll give you a free gift, and all you have to do is pay shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all untrue. And then the next thing I know, they've got the guarantee on there.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the watch on there.
Yes.
I don't want any
ahead.
Of it.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and take all of that off of the account. Let me go and see what the website says real quick, Ms. Ford, and I'll do my best to help, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Ms. Ford. So I went and looked at the website, and it says here that I can offer you a 35% discount on those charges that you do have right there. So you wouldn't be paying that amount for it. Would you like
but
me to apply?
But I never signed up for the warranty or the watch.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and take care of that for you. I was speaking of the other term. We'll go ahead and start the process of canceling you out for that, okay?
For the $59.96 or whatever?
It's for the, you said you didn't sign up for the watch or and the warranty. We're taking that and starting the process of cancellation for that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and take care of that, all right?
All right. What about the big charge, the
okay.
$60 charge that I have no idea where, and it's dated yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. I had to take care of one of them at a time, okay?
Okay.
So just bear with me just for a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay, so what I have to do is I have to, in the process of canceling you out, I have to ask these questions. Now, you let me know if you're interested or not, and we'll continue the process of cancellation, okay?
All right.
All righty. So, you being offered a 35% discount on those charges, and you had already told me that you disagree with that. So the next step is you're being offered a 50% refund on those end of trial charges. Are you interested in that?
A 50% refund,
yes.
On what?
On the end of trial charges, those charges that you have received on account for the $59.95. Yes, ma'am.
But how did it even
get
there if I wasn't on my computer yesterday?
Okay, you weren't on your computer yesterday, but you placed an order on May 8th. When you placed an order on May 8th to pay the shipping and handling charges, that's when the 14-day trial period started. And see, when after the 14-day trial period started, you were charged the retail price of it. Which was
$59.95. I never ordered anything.
Yes,
not
Ms.
on May 8th
Ford.
Or the rest of the month. I have not ordered anything.
You said you had paid the $5.95 for the shipping and handling charge. You remember telling me that? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That was on May 8th when you did that. You started
It was just this morning.
Okay. Okay.
It's coming up on my bank account as a debit done this morning.
It would be this morning because it's after the 14-day trial period. You paid the shipping and handling of $5.95 on May the 9th. They give you a 14-day trial period for you to try the products out. If you count back from May 9th up until now, you would have been out of that 14-day trial period, and that's why they charge your card today the $59.95 for the retail price. Yes, ma'am.
I'm going into my bank account right now to see what there is on May 8th and May 9th.
Okay. On my,
because I think you're incorrect.
Okay. On the account that you have with this company, it states that you placed the order on May the 9th. Now, your bank statement is going to have maybe 1 or 2 day delay, but it was going to still be for the same amount of $5.95.
All right, I'm looking.
Yes, ma'am, not a problem.
No, there is nothing in my account that came out of my debit account from May the 5th until
May the 9th.
That was the only thing that went out of my bank account on May the 9th was my Netflix payment.
Okay, now check what you need to do is contact your bank and ask your bank, was there a charge for $5.95 on your Visa card ending in 4085?
Well, it would be here.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to explain to you, Ms. Ford, that I'm showing here on the account where the order was placed on that day.
Well, not as far as my banking is concerned.
Okay. What would you like for me to do for you today, Ms. Ford? Because I'm trying
like
to assist
for
you.
To eliminate whatever information you have about me and eliminate all the things that I didn't ask for.
Okay, so I'm trying to go ahead and explain to you what has happened on your account. And I need you to hear me explain these things to you so that you'll know exactly what's going on, okay? The only person that can actually sign up with all this information is you when you place the order. I don't have the capability of placing the order for you. It's all done online at your own home.
Well, it's not showing up on my computer in my bank account, so
okay.
How do you explain that?
Well, see, that's what I was trying to explain to you again. If you would call your bank, and your bank will verify that there is a charge on your card for $5.95 that was done on May the 9th, it would show up on your account, and any of the young men and young women there at your bank would be more than happy to explain the process of how they charge and the dates that they charge. There was another
I've already talked to the bank twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there is a $59.95 charge that was charged on your card according to our system on May the 28th. That was $59.95. And then there was a charge today for $26.85. And that was for the pods and the watch warranty. And you already talked to me about that. Is that correct?
The $59.95 says it was made on at 12 a.m. at midnight last night.
Okay, so this lets you know that it is not us who's generating these charges. The system, when you place your order online and you give your credit card information, make an account and all of that, the system itself generates the charges to your account. It deducts the charges from your account when you agree to the terms and conditions. That's the only way that they can be able to do it. It's not a person who's actually physically taking money out of your account.
Well, it sure looks that way, but I'll be happy if you just take the $60 charge off.
Okay, so we need to go ahead and start the process of cancellation so we can get through that and we'll continue to move on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so again, I have to ask you a question when canceling out the account, okay? And you just let me know if you're interested or not, and we'll continue the process on, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So, Ms. Ford, you're being offered by the company a 35% refund. We've already talked about that. You said no to that. And then I said that they're offering you a 50% refund on the end of trial charge. That's the charges that you got after the 14 days, the $59.90. 95 and the other charge that you spoke about earlier. Are you interested in that?
No.
Okay, very good.
I want the whole thing removed.
I understand what you're saying. Okay, so the next step is they're offering you a free pair of earbuds if you wanted to continue with the inner trial charge. Are you interested?
No.
Okay, very good. We're going to go ahead and cancel that completely out. Okay, so now what I need you to do is I need you, hold on just a second. Okay. So what I need you to do is the watch and the earbuds. What have you received from the company already at your home?
I haven't received anything because I told you I just got suckered into that survey this morning.
No, ma'am. I'm not talking about the warranty. I'm talking about the earbuds that you had on your account.
That was all done this morning.
Miss, hold on just a second. May I place you on hold, Miss Ford?
If for a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Just for a minute. I'm going to be right here with you, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Ms. Ford, I'm still here. I'm just getting that information for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, darling. Okay, Ms. Ford, well, I think we have it all together now. Okay, so we're going to take care of the order that you placed today. Okay. You with me, Ms. Ford? Okay. So we got
I'm with you.
Okay, darling.
Because I'm going to call the bank and have them dispute these charges.
Oh, Ms. Ford, please don't do that. I'm trying to help you right now. I'm going to take care of it. If you dispute it, then I'm going to have to take all these refunds I'm about to give you back and then wait for the bank to dispute it. And they're going to have, you're going to have to call back with them on the line, okay? So you just let me know what you want to do. If you're going to go ahead and dispute it, I'll stop what I'm doing right now. And then you can have the bank to take care of everything.
Okay, so you're going to eliminate the $59.95, the $5.95, the $5.95, and then it seems like there was one more for $14.
Okay, so the one that you placed, the order that you placed for today, we're going to take care of that today. So we're talking about the $26.85 with the watch and the AirPods. We're going to cancel that all out today.
Okay, you're going to cancel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
okay, so just stay with me.
Okay.
Stay with me just for a second, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay. You still with me, Ms. Ford?
I am.
Okay, so I'm voiding out the charges that you made this morning, okay?
Okay, and what were those?
That was the one for the warranty for $14.95. That was
right.
The watch. That was $5.95.
Right.
And then today you had another pair of earbuds that you had for $5.95. So I'm voiding that out, everything that was done today.
Good.
Okay. Now, concerning this earpods that you got on May the 9th.
No, I did not. I have not received anything.
Okay, Miss Ford. Okay. There is a tracking number for the iPods. I'm going to click on it, and we're going to find out where it went, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And my biggest concern is this $59.95.
I understand. That is for those earpods. Now, if you, this tracking number says that it was delivered to, let me do the details. It was delivered in the mail at the mailbox on May 18, 2021 at 2:03 p.m., Lexington, South Carolina, your address. So you're going to need to contact the Postal Service to find out where this order is, because in order for me to give you that refund of $59.95, you're going to have to send that product back. You're going to have to send those earbuds back.
Well, what if I don't have them?
That's why I say you need to get in contact with the Postal Service. I do have a tracking number that shows that the product did the mail carrier did deliver that product to your address.
Okay. Well, I'm going out to look in the mailbox right now, and if it's not there, then I have no choice but to dispute this with the bank and tell them what has happened.
Well, Ms. Ford, if you do dispute this with the bank, what the bank is going to do is give you a temporary refund on all of those charges that I just refunded you. And then what they're going to do is they're going to ask us for all of our documentation concerning this account on that website. And when they look at the terms and conditions, they're going to take that refund away from you and charge you because the terms and conditions are valid terms and conditions, and they cannot override the terms and conditions.
Okay. Well, I'm really pissed off.
And I understand, and you should be.
Yeah, and I'm going to call Consumer Credit and Better Business Bureau.
I understand. I'm just going to have to put you on hold because I got to figure out what we need to do about this refund, because you're sending the information. I mean, you're calling your bank to dispute the charges now. So you just let me put you on hold and see what I need to do. I'm going to need to contact my supervisor, okay?
Well, if you can get rid of these charges, then I won't dispute it with the bank.
Well, that's the problem, Ms. Ford. I need you to send the product back in order for me to get rid of that charge for you.
Well, I'm going out to the mailbox right now to see if by chance I may have missed something.
Ms. Ford, it was delivered on the 18th. So if you go to the mailbox, you haven't been to the mailbox since the 18th?
Maybe not, because I am disabled and I don't get to the mailbox.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, take your time, darling.
Well, you're not going to stay on the phone while I go to the mailbox, are you?
Well, I would like it if you would call us back, because I got to get to the next customer, if you wouldn't mind doing that while you go check out your mailbox. I'll go and put the notations on your account for you, okay? So when the next agent calls in, they'll be able to take it up from where I left off, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Ford. Look forward to talking to you later.
Yep.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.